Hi, I'm Maddie Foster, and I'm here today to talk about how students can be sustainable here at the University of Michigan. And since a lot of times it can be hard to take action on climate change or on other environmental issues because it seems like a really big and daunting problem, it can be good to take action with other people who are passionate about sustainability. Here I am with my friend Lena. We are both a part of the theme community called the Sustainable Living Experience at the University of Michigan, so we can speak from experience on what it's like to be surrounded by sustainable people. Hey, Lena.
Hi, Maddie.
So, what's a student org that you are a part of that relates to sustainability?
So, I'm actually part of Citizens Climate Lobby, which is a University of Michigan affiliated group. That's basically what we do is we want to lobby Congress for a carbon fee and dividend plan that is bipartisan that would gradually phase carbon out of the industrial sector.
Cool, that's very interesting. What's some of the benefits of being in a more action-based group like the one that you're in?
Honestly, I think the best thing for me about being in an action-based group is that I feel like I'm actually doing something to combat climate change and other sustainability issues, whereas when I'm just in class learning about all the issues, it makes me feel really sad. Like, the problem just feels so big. But when I'm when I go to CCL meetings, it's, like, a totally different feeling. Like, everyone's very, like, focused. Like, we all have, like, action plans. Like, what are we going to accomplish this meeting? Like, let's email the regents and tell them about specific sustainability goals we want to see for the university. And then I'm actually, with this group, next week I'm going to Washington, D.C.
Nice.
To actually lobby for this group and talk to our actual representatives from Congress.
Why do you go to the Citizens Climate Lobby to get involved instead of just making changes in your lifestyle on the individual level?
Well, I do try to make changes in my individual lifestyle because I do feel like people want to follow leaders that embody their values rather than just telling people about them, because it's very hypocritical to say, like, I believe in the environment, meanwhile I eat red meat every day, drive my car 5 hours a day, like, turn up my house to, like, 90 degrees in the winter. Like, you can't, like, live that kind of lifestyle and then ask other people to be sustainable. So, well, and I do feel like personal responsibility is important, but unfortunately there's just a lot of underlying issues that make it so that as much as personal choice is important, it doesn't address the root of the problem. The roots of the problem are more of a
policy level,
more of a systems level. So we need to see system level changes as well as personal changes, and if we do make those system level changes, it will be way easier for people to make personal choices that encourage sustainability.
What are some of these system level changes that you talk about?
So these system level changes, some of them include well, particularly for CCL, it's clean energy. So, like, when we heat our houses and light them, that we have an option and that we do use clean energy, but right now we just don't have the option to do that sustainably. Other problems might include, like, changes to the food system. Like, basically anything you can think of. It probably could be improved on a systems level to be more sustainable.
So going back to student organizations, what's the level of knowledge that someone needs on sustainability or environmental science to join a sustainable organization?
Oh, you need absolutely no knowledge of sustainability issues. I mean, obviously it helps, and most people that do join one have some knowledge of issues because that's why they're passionate about these groups and, like, seek them out. But when I first came to CCL, I didn't know anything about carbon fee and dividend plans. I didn't know what the heck that was. But they explained everything to me. They made me feel really welcome. And I'm sure that it's similar. Most environmentalists are pretty, like, pretty open to people that want to come and, like, help them save the planet. So I would say to anyone that is thinking about joining a sustainability group, I can't imagine it being a scary or unwelcome experience. And just feel free to ask questions. Most people are really happy to answer.
So sustainability groups are kind of like a way to learn about how to take action, but also learn about what the problems are as well.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's a really good way to get involved.
So another obstacle students might face when joining a sustainability organization would be time commitment. What would you say the time commitment is for you in the Citizens Climate Lobby?
Well, the basic time commitment is we meet from 6 to 7:30 on Mondays, and we do take attendance, but it's more just to see, like, consistently, like, how many people are coming to the meetings, like, is that time working for everyone? A couple times I've had to leave early to make it to exam review sessions or other things happening on campus, and they're very, very lenient about times. And you can choose to be as involved or as uninvolved as you want to be.
And that's probably true with most organizations.
Yeah, it's not like you get a participation grade. It's more about how you, like, how fulfilled you want to feel personally.
Right. Takeaways that any U of M student can get from this podcast episode is that joining sustainability organizations on campus is a really easy and wholesome way to get fulfillment from making a change in the world. You need little to no knowledge on sustainability to join most clubs, and usually, you can decide how much effort you want to put in. While you may not see the change right away, joining a sustainable student org is the best way to get started. If you're tired of just learning about topics concerning climate change and the environment and you want to take action, are interested in sustainability and want to know more, or if you have ideas and you want to see them set in motion, then student orgs concerning climate change and sustainability are calling your name. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope you learned a lot and had a fun time listening. Have a nice day.